The Economist.
Hello, you're listening to the free edition of The World in Brief from The Economist. As a reminder, if you subscribe to The Economist, you'll get access to a deeper look at the day ahead, updated three times a day. If you're already an Economist subscriber, visit economist.com/espresso or visit our Espresso app to start listening. Here's today's free edition. This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. Israel and Hamas reported fighting in eastern Rafah, a city in southern Gaza, where more than 1 million displaced Palestinians are sheltering. The Israel Defense Forces said they also conducted raids near the Rafah border crossing between Gaza and Egypt. Israel seized the crossing on Tuesday. Meanwhile, Israel said that the Kerem Shalom crossing, a major aid route, had reopened after a Hamas rocket killed 4 Israeli soldiers who were stationed there. Lloyd Austin, America's defense secretary, confirmed on Wednesday that the Biden administration paused a bomb shipment to Israel last week. Russia bombed energy facilities across Ukraine. Volodymyr Zelensky, Ukraine's president, said that the attack had damaged power plants in the southern Zaporizhia region and the cities of Vinnytsia and Lviv in central and western Ukraine. Ukraine's air force said that the missiles targeting Kyiv, the capital, were brought down before hitting their targets. Sweden's central bank cut its main interest rate for the first time in 8 years, from 4% to 3.75%. The bank slated 2 more rate cuts this year if inflation remains near its target of 2%. Central banks in Switzerland, the Czech Republic and Hungary have also recently cut rates, loosening their monetary policy before America's Federal Reserve has done so. James Cleverly, Britain's Home Secretary, said the government would expel a Russian diplomat who was accused of working as a spy. He also said that additional restrictions would be placed on Russian diplomats. The measures reflect growing concerns over Russia's activities in Britain. Last month, 2 men were charged with national security offences after a suspected arson attack on a Ukraine-linked business in London. Partial results from parliamentary and presidential elections in North Macedonia suggested that a right-wing party, Vimro Depomena, was set for big wins. The government has struggled to make progress in negotiations to join the European Union, which would require Bulgaria and Greece's assent. Vimro Depomena favours a firmer stance towards those neighbours, including on issues of minority rights and the country's name. At least 100 people have died in floods that have inundated large parts of Rio Grande do Sul, a state in the south of Brazil, authorities said. Over 100 more are missing. Extreme rainfall began last week and has been linked to the El Niño climate pattern. Around 160,000 people have been displaced from their homes. Many are unable to get drinking water and electricity. Sretar Tweeson, Thailand's prime minister, said he would move to relist cannabis as a narcotic by the end of the year. In 2022, Thailand became the first Southeast Asian country to decriminalise the drug, and a colourful cannabis industry has been budding ever since. But the issue has long been contentious among Thai politicians. Several parties vowed to ban or restrict weed in elections last year. Figure of the day, 19%. The increase in military spending of NATO members, excluding America, between 2022 and 2023. That's The World in Brief from The Economist. To access the full version of The World in Brief and the rest of our award-winning podcasts, please consider taking out a subscription to The Economist Podcast Plus. To get the best offer wherever you are around the world, go to economist.com/podcastsplus.